Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the After Class Show with Abigail. Hope you had a great week, relaxing week, listened to some good music, obviously stayed warm in the cold. The weather is really, really bad right now over here, especially in Waterloo. So wherever you're tuning in from, I hope you're all bundled up and cozy, and when you're going out, you're wearing all your hats and scarves and mitts and warm jackets because it is really, really cold outside. But today, I brought it up last week how I wanted to do a little Gracie dedicated week, and I thought I should just do it now. I think I should just get it over with, you know, so you can all kind of know some of my favorite songs and my favorite artists and kind of the comfort that I find in her music, because I just think she's really great. So this playlist is all of her works. She has two albums and two EPs along with a bunch of singles. I know her entire discography, but I think that the songs I've pulled are the ones that I gravitate towards the most, the songs that I've listened to the most, and I included the song that I kind of found her from. So I started listening to her in 2021, I believe. I was on, I think, Instagram, and I saw this video, and the song was really catchy in the background, and I was like, oh my goodness, what is this song? I need to listen to it. And it was called 21, which is the first song that I listened to from her EP Minor, which was her first EP that came out in 2020. And since then, I didn't have her kind of rotating throughout my playlist. I just listened to that one song, and then she came out with a few more popular ones, too, that were featured in shows and stuff. Like, there was a song she has called Stay, which is in a different show. And so she was kind of always in my loop of songs and artists that I listened to, but really in 2022 is when I kind of started really like listening to all of her stuff and her lyrics and really understanding how amazing she is. And she's a songwriter as well. She writes all of her stuff and she works with great producers. So it's really great to kind of watch her evolve. And even now, this past year since her second album, The Secret of Us, has come out, she's really been on a roll. She was just nominated actually today for the song I Love You, I'm Sorry in the pop category at the iHeart Music Awards and as a best new artist this year, which is crazy. And I think she has a good chance of winning at least one out of the two. And I mentioned a few weeks ago as well that her and Taylor are nominated for their song Us at the Grammys for best pop duo. So that's going to be interesting to see in February if they get that. But I love to start the day off with just playing the song that kind of got me into her music. So this is 21 by Gracie Abrams. So that's a great song. I love that song. That's one of her more upbeat songs, I would say, from her earlier EPs and albums. So Minor was her first EP that came out in 2020. And that was a big deal. That had 7 songs, I believe, on it. But 22 is just a really great song. I personally love it. And when I heard it, you know, that chorus is very catchy, very rhythmic and stuff. So it just kind of gets you going and you're like, oh my God, I just want to listen to this song. But the next song I'm going to play, the next two songs actually, were my top two songs the past 2 years on Spotify Wrapped. If you know anything about me, you know that when I love a song, I really love a song. And it becomes a little bit of an issue that I listen to it too much. I'm the kind of person that even if it's not my favorite song of all time, if I find a song and I love it, I'll put it on loop for, I don't know, minimum a week, and it's just all I'll listen to. And you know, when I really in 2022 started getting into her stuff like a lot and started listening to her regularly, I was just like, oh my God, all of her music resonated with me. I was able to relate to a lot of it, and that's the beauty of her work too, is her writing can be, you can transfer it to any situation you're going through. It doesn't always have to be a breakup. It can be about friends, family, a relationship, yourself. You know, she has a lot of songs reflecting about herself too, which I think is beautiful. A lot of people don't do that. But this song, Where Do We Go Now, in 2023 was my top song on my Spotify Wrapped. Every year when my Spotify Wrapped comes along, everyone knows that it's going to be some crazy number. I listen to it a crazy amount of times. So Where Do We Go Now, I believe I listened to it 1,500 times in that year, which is an insane number for a single song. But that song, I would say, got me through 2023. So, I mean, it deserves its flowers. So here's Where Do We Go Now. That song, that bridge specifically is what really got me hooked on the song. Obviously, the entirety of it is amazing, but that bridge specifically is just, you know, what caused me to listen to it 1,500 times in 2023. And you know what? I think it deserves. I think it deserves that number, if not higher. I still listen to it to this day. My 2024 Spotify Wrapped, it was still in my top five, which was crazy to me, but also expected. I mean, I never stopped listening to that song. That sound, specifically the synth sound with the guitar and the keys, and that sound is very Aaron Dessner because he produces that album. He also produced The Secret of Us, but I think the sound of Good Riddance to me more portrays Aaron Dessner's type of producing. He produced Folklore, Evermore. He did Midnight, some songs on the Tortured Poets Department. So that kind of vibe you get from specifically Folklore and Evermore with Taylor's albums, I see that really transferred to Good Riddance, which I think is amazing. Those two albums by Taylor are beautiful. And obviously Good Riddance is, I would say Good Riddance is my favorite album of all time, just because of the way it was produced and written. And even vocally wise, I know everyone loves that she's belting and she's expanding her vocal range more, but that kind of whisper singing that everyone hated and everyone wanted her to break free from, that is just like the kind of music that I love to listen to. So personally, that album will probably always be my favorite from her. Next song I'm going to play is my top song of 2024, which is from her new her newest album, The Secret of Us. It came out in June of 2024. She set the track list out before it came out, and I remember seeing Let It Happen, and I thought, I think I'm going to like that song. I don't know why, the title just, I was drawn to it. And I remember doing my first run through and I said, yeah, this is going to be my top song of the year. I already knew I was putting it on repeat from that day on, and I did. Obviously, I could never match the amount of times I've listened to Where Do We Go Now, but I did listen to Let It Happen exactly on the dot, which is funny to me, 400 times in 2024. Obviously, 2025 just started, but I'm still listening to both of the songs because they're both amazing. But yeah, this one's definitely more upbeat. Definitely a little bit more positive. She said that the album, The Secret of Us, would be more extroverted than Good Riddance. Obviously, Good Riddance feels like very introverted. It feels like she's just speaking to herself and she's very closed off. I mean, she's being open lyrically, but vocally she seems very closed off. And, you know, The Secret of Us seems like she's really like letting loose and expressing herself and sharing her thoughts with the world, and almost like she wants to be heard. There was an interview that she did explaining kind of why she has that whispery voice in her past albums. She would say that she would be embarrassed of her music, and the thing that she wanted was to not be heard. So she would share it with the world, but she didn't want to be heard. And she said that The Secret of Us, that album really changed her vocally and even just emotionally as an artist, because she finally was creating things that she loved and was able to express it and be almost proud of the work she was doing. Obviously, she said that Good Riddance was the first time she made a piece of work that felt, you know, 100% her, but with The Secret of Us, she felt so much more comfortable, you know, sharing it with everybody and really letting loose and being herself. So I'm really glad she did it. You know, obviously I love Good Riddance. I love that more mellow vibe, but The Secret of Us is still beautiful. So this is Let It Happen. Again, with the bridge, I'm going to talk about all the bridges for the next couple songs, or actually maybe the entire playlist. But her bridges, melodically and vocally, especially vocally, this bridge is just, it's just, sounds like a cry almost. And the thing I love about the song is it is a love song, but it seems so vulnerable, talking about how, like, you're falling for this person and it's just, like, they're consuming you and your every move. And, you know, the line where she says, I had a backbone made of glass, but now it broke, and just saying that, you know, like, I had all these things in my life and everything was fine, and then you came along and, oh my goodness, and just takes over. And I think it's so, so great to hear, because people always talk about, you know, falling in love and it's beautiful, but not a lot of people talk about how, like, oh my goodness, it takes over, you know? And so I think the song is really great at doing that. And the bridge is just kind of talking about almost the struggle of falling in love with someone, but it's done really amazing. And just vocally and even melodically, you know, she hits those higher notes and she's really belting, and it genuinely does sound like a cry, and just reaching out to this person and being like, oh my goodness, like, or even talking to yourself and saying, like, I can't believe this is happening. And at the end of it, the backing vocals actually say, whatever happens, I'm letting it. And people didn't pick up on it until she started performing it live. And when she performs it live, she sings that part over and over in the end. And it's become kind of like a mantra. That little clip blew up on TikTok. So people are, you know, talking about it all the time too. And it's everyone, a lot of people's 2025 kind of New Year's resolution, just saying, whatever happens, I'm letting it, kind of going with the wind and, you know, genuinely just whatever happens, I'm letting it. So that's a really great song. The next one I'm going to play is called Painkillers. This is genuinely the opposite of Let It Happen. So we're kind of doing a full 180 right now. This is a very mellow song. But again, lyrically and melodically, it just, the song for me, I don't know. Like when I heard it the first time, I was so drawn to it. And there's something about it that's so like captivating almost. This is from her EP. This is What It Feels Like. So this was her second EP. A lot of people thought this was going to be an album, and I'm kind of surprised that it wasn't. It has 12 songs, and it's quite a long EP. Normally, people make albums that are less than sometimes 12 songs, but this is just a great song. So here's Painkillers. The structure of that song is a little different than the classic song. I wouldn't say that it has a bridge. It has more of a verse-chorus, outro kind of feel to it. But I think it's a great song. Again, that captivating feel to it. Just the first time I listened to it, I was so drawn to it. And not even paying attention to the lyrics, just vocally, melodically, and like instrumentally, I think it's an amazing, amazing song. So this next one is almost a similar vibe. This is from her latest album, The Secret of Us. It's called I Knew It, I Know You. This was one of my top five songs this year on my Spotify Wrapped. Or sorry, the year 2024. I keep forgetting we're in 2025. It's crazy. But this song, there's a lot to it. It's more mellow. So again, more my thing. The lyrics are phenomenal and they're so telling. And you know, you can relate this to really anyone in your life. I found myself relating this song to many, many different people in many, many scenarios, and even scenarios that you go through recently or, you know, years and years ago. But I especially like the outro to this song, so I'll talk about it more after we're finished listening to it. But yeah, this is I Knew It, I Know You. Again, that outro is so amazing. I love the constant of just the word down and how it's used even melodically, how she switches it up and just has, you know, the two constant ones, and then she does the one where she goes to a higher octave and a lower octave, and just the end kind of repeating itself and kind of just being this like almost a self-talk between herself and her expressing her emotions toward the person, but just being like, oh my goodness. And the last line, which the first time I listened to it, I didn't pick up on it at all, but the last lyric is, you really thought you would get what you wanted, and she repeats it, and I always thought, like, why would you say it twice and not any other lyric? And then it hit me. I saw something online that said, which obviously everyone interprets it differently, but I just love this interpretation, is the first time she's saying to the person, you really thought you would get what you wanted, like mistreating me this way. You thought that it would all work out, but I left. And then the second one is her saying to herself, you really thought you would get what you wanted, meaning you really thought that this person would change and be better in this relationship, whatever that relationship was, but it didn't end up working out in your favor or their favor, which I just think when I saw that, the way that I listened to the song completely changed, and it was almost more relatable to many new relationships that I've had in the past, whether that be friendships, relationships, that kind of stuff. It doesn't matter like what kind of relationship I had with the person, it just suddenly, that those last two lines clicking in my head changed my perspective of almost the entire song. So again, that outro really does it for me. That's what sold me on the song, I think. And the entire thing is really amazing. Again, the guitar is a constant thing that I look for in songs. When there's just a solid acoustic guitar strumming throughout the whole song, you've already got me. I'm going to listen to the whole thing and I'm going to listen to it multiple times. But when you have those kind of repetitive moments in songs, I really love it. There's a lot of people that do it. Phoebe Bridgers does it with Waiting Room. That's, again, another song that I just love. But, yeah, this song to me is just amazing. So the next song I'm going to play is called The Blue. This was one of the closing tracks for Good Riddance. I think it's the second last song. This song is really, it's mellow, but it's almost bubbly. It's, again, about falling in love. So it's one of the more positive songs that she has compared to a lot of the ones that are about heartbreak and friendships and, you know, like just the hardships you go through in life, which I'll be playing some. Actually, the one after The Blue is kind of a self-reflective song that I really love. So, you know, she's known for kind of, I wouldn't say Debbie Downer, but she talks a lot about the struggling. I think it's beautiful to be vulnerable on the internet and to be vulnerable in your music. And I think that a lot of audiences connect more with an artist when they're not just making a song that's like some industry plant song and like they're trying to make a radio hit. When someone just makes a song and it's from their heart, and that's why I love singer-songwriters, because you can write something that's fake, but when you're writing it and you're singing it, you hear the emotion in their voice, because those are the lyrics that like that came from them. They made that song fully. So that's especially why I love her stuff too, because she's a singer-songwriter and she writes all of her stuff, whether she writes every single lyric, but she is a part of writing all of her songs, which I think is amazing. So this one is really nice to hear because it's a more cheerful song, and especially on Good Riddance, which was an album that was very much about self-reflection and, you know, how you can ruin a relationship and how other people can mistreat you and how even you, like you as a person, sometimes you can not feel the best about yourself and know that you're not in the right place. But this song was kind of a really great song to hear on the album, and I was surprised the first time I heard it, for just being, you know, a kind of, you know, it does get better and great things do happen and you can still fall in love and, you know, you get your heart broken, but you can fall in love again and you can move forward and move on. So that's why I really love this song. It's one of my favorites. So this is The Blue. So that kind of song from her is really nice to hear, that more cheerful, optimistic kind of view. Great song again. The next song I'm going to play is called Camden. This song, also just me personally, I have an extra special connection to it. Obviously, it's a song about self-reflection and kind of realizing that everyone has their own personal struggles. But specifically, I went to the Good Riddance tour. I was privileged enough to be pretty close to her, actually. I would say I was 9 rows back. My friend camped out for it, so she got us pretty, pretty close, which I'm forever grateful to her. And I will actually be going to the show she's doing in Budweiser this summer with her and another one of my friends. But during the tour, or sorry, during my show, right before the song was playing, my friend lost her debit card and it got pulled up on stage and we had to get it back. So there was actually a moment that I spoke to Gracie, which was just insane in my head. You know, you always go to a concert and you're like, yeah, I'm going to talk to them, I'm going to meet them, all this crazy stuff is going to happen and there's going to be some huge moment and it's going to change my life. And just the fact that it actually happened, just I will never forget that moment. Thank goodness so many people have it on video. I've been sent it. It's posted all over TikTok. I've seen a bunch of videos. And it's crazy to think, oh my goodness, that's me. And I remember trying to just get it back. I wasn't even focused on, oh my goodness, I'm talking to Gracie Abrams. But I was, and I was trying to get it back for my friend. And I did, and then it clicked. Oh my goodness, like that just happened. And then 2 seconds later, this song played. So to me, this song was already makes me cry so hard because it's just kind of about, you know, those inner struggles, those internal feelings that you have that you don't share with the world. And she was, you know, vulnerable enough to share this with everyone and kind of give everyone a song to connect to, which I'm so forever grateful for. But just the fact that I heard this live right after what had just happened and that kind of surreal moment that you dream of having with your favorite artist just kind of solidified this song as like, you know, one of those songs that you go back to and you listen to and you just I have a real memory connected to it now too, which is crazy. So this is Camden. So that song is like heavy on, you know, kind of self-reflection, which I love. And obviously what I explained before, I think you can imagine the mess I was having when I heard that live, especially after what had happened at the concert. So that's a song that I really connect to, and I think everyone can at some point in their lives connect to it, whether they had struggles personally or they do currently. You know, everyone has had moments in their life where they feel like that. And I think it's really nice to have artists be this vulnerable, because it's like you can go through these times and you can make them out and you can be all right and you will be all right. And I think even just the way that her music has evolved shows that, you know, like, you may feel like this and, like, you may feel like this for a while, but there is light at the end of the tunnel. You will get past this. You will move forward. You will eventually be okay and, you know, find your people and find yourself. And so I think it's a really, you know, music is a great way of showing that, because you can write a song and release it and be in a really dark place, and then suddenly your next album is like, look at me, I'm doing great and I'm feeling amazing and I'm accomplishing all these things. And so it's great to see an artist kind of go through life and share it publicly. It's a very vulnerable thing, and I think it's amazing. So this next song I'm going to play is called Teehee. This is off of her first EP, Minor. I would say this is my favorite song off of the EP. It's very different instrumentally, like production-wise. It's heavy on synth, which I love. Normally, I wouldn't gravitate, not that I don't gravitate towards synth, but it's a very heavy synth song. So there's not many other instruments in it. It sounds closely to an electric guitar, but not exactly. But this song, I can't tell you why. The lyrics are amazing. Again, vocally, all of her songs are amazing, but this one I just connected with, and still to this day, I can't tell exactly what it is that kind of, you know, because each song that you love, it tickles your brain in some way, but I couldn't tell you what it exactly is about this song, but, you know, I just love it. So here's Teehee. Yeah, so the instrumental on that is definitely interesting to me. You can hear the piano actually being played behind it, which I think is interesting. I don't know if they dubbed over the synth with the piano, but the synth sound has an electric guitar feel to it, but the actual, I don't know if it's just me picking up on it, but when you listen to how it's actually being played on the track, you can tell it's piano keys being pressed, which is normally how synths are played. It's just a synth setting, and you use piano tiles to kind of make your chords, make your melodies, and kind of play the notes. But I think it's interesting that they put the sound of the keys being pressed behind the synth, and the synth sounds closely to an electric guitar. So I think just the instrumental of that song is crazy to me, and it's fascinating. I'm still to this day trying to wrap my head around how they did it. But again, great song. The next one I'm going to play is called Full Machine. This song, again, the bridge. This I love so much about the song, the arrangement of it. The bridge is also the outro, so the bridge plays twice, which not never happens, but it's very rare, and I really love it because I love the bridge. And so the fact that it repeats and it ends with the bridge is just great, because the bridge is the buildup of a song. It's that climax when you're finally reaching it, and it's normally where a singer would belt or build up to a belt in the final chorus. There's a really cool synth sound right before it that Aaron Dessner does that I love again. So I do love synths, but it sounds like, again, it's closely related to the guitar, which is just like, I guess, the synth setting that he chose. But it's just a great song overall, and even lyrically, it's amazing. So this is Full Machine. So that'll be it for today. That's the final song. I think it's a great song to end off on. One of my favorites. I think that was my second most played song 2 years ago. And it was still on my list for top five last year too. So, you know, I hope you guys enjoyed my little Gracie day. I know I did, but that's just because I just get to listen to all my favorite songs with you guys. But again, hope you had fun. Hope you kind of would sit back, relax. I know it's been it just felt like a long week, and it's only Wednesday, which is a little crazy, but I think it's because of the cold and the weather, and, you know, no one really wants to go outside and trek to work or trek to their classes and, you know, go out and even get food or anything. But I hope everyone's had a great week. I hope everyone's staying safe and healthy and warm, and keep listening to great music, and I'll see you guys next week.